It is March 30th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in today's lead section. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Happy confirmation anniversary to CFTC Commissioners Kristen Johnson, Christy Goldsmith-Romero, Summer Mersinger, and Carolyn Pham, who on March 30th, 2022, were unanimously confirmed by the United States Senate. This was a historic event, quote, marking the first time that a majority of the serving CFTC commissioners are women, and the appointment of the second African-American woman to the commission, unquote. Cboe Global Markets announced on LinkedIn that throughout the month of April, Cboe FX will be donating a portion of its trading revenues to UNICEF to support the relief efforts of the recent earthquake that affected Turkey and Syria. EEX CEO Peter Wrights has a very cool tradition of taking new employees out to lunch. As part of Women's History Month, the New York Stock Exchange hosted Peak Six's Jennifer Just and interviewed her in a video titled Jenny Just at the NYSE. The Financial Times is reporting that the hedge fund Citadel is returning to Japan and will open a Tokyo office for the first time since the financial crisis. Citadel is applying for licenses to operate in Japan, the story says. In the FIA's recently released volume numbers by region, the Asia-Pacific region, as of February, saw volume grow by 69.6% year-on-year, compared to North America growing just 4.8%. It's no surprise that Citadel wants to be where the action is. It's just surprising it took them this long to get back to Tokyo. The FT is reporting that London has lost its lead as the global financial center, coming into a tie with New York, according to research by the City of London. Russia has arrested a Wall Street Journal reporter on spying charges in the first case of a U.S. correspondent put behind bars since the Cold War, the Associated Press reported. The United Nations has declared March 30th the International Day of Zero Waste. The day promotes sustainable consumption and production, supports the societal shift towards circularity, and raises awareness about zero waste initiatives advance the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. You can learn more with a link in today's newsletter. Follow the hashtag Zero Waste Day on social media. The UN convened Net Zero Asset Owner Alliance has published its position on the oil and gas sector, a product of the United Nations Environment Program Finance, or UNEPFI, and PRI. The position expresses expectations for transitioning away from oil and gas combustion for investors, companies, and policymakers, and includes clear requirements for members and others to incorporate into their internal policies. You can download a copy with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a video from our FIA Boca coverage. Euronext Chairman and CEO Stefan Buzna tells Euronext success story to JLN. Stefan Buzna was interviewed by John Lothian News at the FIA International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, about Euronext and its success. JLN asked him what were the most significant reasons for Euronext's success. JLN asked him how he juggles all the cultures of Euronext with the offices around the world, and JLN asked Buzhna about how 2023 was shaping up for Euronext. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Degenerate gambling in zero-day options thrills retail traders. Speculative options are exploding, opening more everyday investors to a side of trading some compared to gambling. They've become a high-speed, high-risk, high-reward tool in turbulent markets. Options with shelf lives so short they expire in less than a day. For big investors, these derivatives, zero-day to expiry options, or zero DTE for short, offer a way to hedge short-term risk in an era when the market flip-flops daily. That's in theory. In practice, success is far from certain, and even some Wall Street pros don't fully understand them. My comment: futures and options trading have always had reputational issues related to the perception that they are gambling. It took years of academic research and lobbying to overcome this perception in the U.S. Congress and other legislative venues around the world. This is one reason I despise the use of gambling language by journalists to describe the markets. When they say traders are betting or make bets, it does a disservice to the markets and us all. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. A $140,000 a month apartment lets you live like a rich New Yorker for 30 days at a time, at least. The owners of New York Private Members Club Fasano Fifth Avenue opened in spring 2021 with 12 fully furnished luxury rental residences on Manhattan's Upper East Side, aiming to meet a demand for bookings of 30 to 60 days. The new business didn't turn out as planned. Some guests checked in for a stay of a month or two, but ended up staying for a year to 18 months and more. The demand has been delightfully surprising, says Gerald Fasano, founder of upscale Brazilian lodging and dining company Fasano Group. My comment: I could stay for 18 months, but I would have to skip out on the bill. Here's this story from Bloomberg. The triumph of UBS is also humbling of Swiss banking. After the fall of Credit Suisse and its hastily arranged merger with its rival and the return of former UBS chief Sergio Amati, Switzerland sees just one big winner and a lot of losers. Marcel Aspel, the Swiss banker dubbed Herr der UBS, or Master of UBS, by his biographer, had a story about what happens when the mighty fall. He built UBS Group AG into a global behemoth and became one of the leading financial figures of his time, only to see the bank come close to collapse during the 2008 financial crisis. My comment: okay, Switzerland lost its banking mystique. It still has chocolate and cowbells going for it. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our most clicked story on Wednesday was CME Group's Terry Duffy reflects on career, CME civic leadership, and dreams for Exchange Group, a John Lothian News video interview conducted at FIA Boca. Second was the core principles from the Global Digital Asset and Cryptocurrency Association. Third was the jobs page from Peak Six. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First is a story from the Wall Street Journal. Crypto giant Binance offers perks to flash boys, regulators' lawsuit says. CFTC says Exchange allowed U.S.-based trading firms to access its international derivatives market, circumventing ban on Americans. A regulator's lawsuit against crypto exchange Binance Holdings Limited has shed light on the secretive role of high-frequency traders in crypto and how Binance sought to curry favor with such big-ticket customers. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission's lawsuit, filed Monday, shows that Binance ran a VIP program for big trading firms that gave them various perks, including slightly faster access to the exchange core systems than other customers enjoyed. Here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline, a $3 trillion threat to global financial markets looms in Japan. Bank of Japan Governor Haruko Kuroda changed the course of global markets when he unleashed a $3.4 trillion fire hose of Japanese cash on the investment world. Now, Kazuo Uda is likely to dismantle his legacy, setting the stage for a flow reversal that risks sending shockwaves through the global economy. Just over a week before a momentous leadership change at the BOJ, investors are gearing up for the seemingly inevitable end to a decade of ultra-low interest rates that punished domestic savers and sent a wall of money overseas. And then finally, here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, CFTC charges Binance highlight role of former compliance chief. Regulator alleges Samuel Lin helped set policies intended to help customers circumvent cryptocurrency firms' compliance controls. The suit by U.S. regulators against Binance Holdings Limited focuses in large part on the work of the cryptocurrency exchange's former chief compliance officer, alleging he willfully aided and abetted the firm in evading U.S. laws. Samuel Lin, Binance's compliance chief between 2018 and 2022, faces civil charges of undermining Binance's compliance program and conducting activities to evade rules designed to prevent illicit financial activity, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission said Monday. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.